you've left quite a legacy here.
Well, it was kind of interesting sitting with my son, Ben. He's 32 years old, and that's how old I was when I took the job at Buffalo Dunes. I was there 18 years for 18 pro-ams, and 15 of them as chairman. And those were the greatest years of my life, just because of what the tournament meant to the community, the money we raised for the newborn intensive care unit. Just seeing everybody come together for a great event was special.
And I think you hit it, because where the money goes, obviously, is to a great cause. So when this thing was in the initial stages, what was the thought process as far as getting this together? And could you have ever imagined it to be as big as it is after 34 years?
No. I mean, when I first came here, the Hogan Tour, which is now the Buy.com Tour, didn't exist. So we had the quality of professionals we had. We had Lee Jansen and Stuart Sink and Jim Furyk. All three of those went on to win major championships on the tour, played on the Ryder Cup team. So, and then Bruce Vaughn, who's won the tournament several times, won the Senior British Open. So the quality of play back then was incredible. But then with the Hogan Tour, now the Buy.com Tour, it has says a lot for the community, a lot for Adams Goff and everybody involved in this tournament, because tournaments like this don't exist hardly anymore because the other tour is so big.
You mentioned some quality players from a while back, and now maybe you don't necessarily see those same names on the same stage with a tournament like this, but you still have some pretty good players that come out here, professional players.
Sure. I mean, it's kind of like baseball. You know, the AA, AAA, working their way up. And the word is out. I mean, it was when I was here about this tournament. I mean, anybody, anywhere that's looking for a tournament to play that hasn't been able to get on either one of the tours knows about the Southwest Kansas Pro-Am. I mean, I moved from here to Prescott, Arizona, and the first week I was there, met three people that played in our golf tournament, one professional and two amateurs. So it is just growing that way because of all the involvement of the community and executive committee. And
when you leave this place and you come back, and like you just mentioned, and you walk into, you know, a ceremony like this where they're honoring you tonight, how does that make you feel knowing, hey, look where we started 34 years ago?
To see Ken Colvin, who he has been involved in this tournament all 34 years with Pizza Hut and the major sponsor, to know that the first inductee, Bob Whipple, which was one of the best friends that I had here, especially in the tournament, because when I started, I didn't know how to run a computer. I didn't know how to turn it off or on. I had to tell him, what does I&O stand for, you know? And just the great memories, and then Dr. Myers. So to join them, I've been a golf professional PGA member for 30 years, and this will be the highlight of my career.
One of the things that's unique now about this is now the sixth year that they've done the women's pro-am, so they have that in here. Incorporating all of this makes this a really special event, obviously.
We started some of that with the Skins game and the junior clinic. And, you know, when I, and this kind of a humorous side, but, or maybe talk about some of my shortcomings, but getting the ladies involved in the actual tournament was something that I struggled with. And it's the only time in this tournament I was involved in where letters went to the editor because a couple ladies submitted their entry, and because of the format, I could not find a fair way to mix them with the men. And it's a long, you know, it's, but when I saw that they had a ladies pro-am, I wanted to knock myself in the side of the head and say, why did you not think of that? You know, and that's got to be a great event, because that gets a lot more people involved.
Well, sir, I definitely appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you very much.